Okay. Thank you, Gary, for taking the reins the last 2 weeks. We're going to start from Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis, the very last line in the bottom. Where the Gemara asked the question, Ibailahu. We're talking about the case of the woman who shows up in Beis Din, and she says that she and her husband had gone away, and now they come back and he's not there. She says he passed away. And so one of the shailas was, what happens? What if she's the one who declared? They didn't know, right? This is in the day when they didn't know everything. There was no internet for them to know what was going on one side of the world. So she comes back and says, you know, there was actually a war over there where we were, and he died, right? So they didn't know there was a war. She's the one who made them aware about the war, right? So mi amrinan malala sheker, right? It was a concept in halacha in general known as a migu. Right, which basically means that if I tell you information that I didn't have to share, right, you didn't know it, but I shared that information. So oftentimes you say, well, you know, we trust the person telling the truth. Why? Because they had no reason to lie. They didn't have to. They could have made a better lie and just not said anything at all. So do we say, Ma'ala Shakar, she didn't have to say anything to Ibai Amra Shalom Ba'olam. She could have said everything was fine, right? And he died, I don't know, whatever. I woke up and he had passed away. She didn't have to say, there was a war, and that's what that, right? The fact that she gives the information, she didn't have to, and therefore it shouldn't make a difference. Oh, Dilma came in the ichtika, or do we say no? Now that she said there was a war, Amra bid the dummy, right? Then maybe now it's a war, right? That in the case of war, that's when we have this concern. Wait a second, there's so much chaos, and she was gonna say, yeah, you know what she means is, I assume that he died, right? Rather than that she actually has proof. V'lo asi ma'la shakar umara chaskase. And then in which case the ma'la shakar, the fact that she gave information that she didn't need to give, which sometimes actually helps her, right, and like elevates the status of her testimony, well, that's not really going to help in a situation where she already now created a chazaka that the situation is a more difficult one in which to, you know, in which she should be believed. So which one is it? Do we say ma'la shakar and we kind of like, We kind of reject, or we don't care about the fact that it's wartime, in which case there's more of this concern that she's just saying, you know, that I think it happened, the dummy, right? The dummy, I think so, right? Or do we say no? Right? Or do we say no? The fact that she now told us that, so it's now out there, and her ma'ala shakar goes away. So the Gemara is going to try to give us an answer. So Tashma, Ishinu Aleinu Bais. Ishinu aleinu ma'ara, right? Ishinu from the language of Ashan, like there's, you know, we're smoked out of our house, right? Or out of a cave. I mean, there's like some of an explosion and there's a fire, and that's why we had to escape our house. And what happened? Hu meisva ani nitzalti, right? And she says, and he died, and I was saved. So in that case, einan emenes. She's not believed in such a case. I look at Rashi. Ishinu aleinu ba'yis he tisuhu. It was caught on fire. V'nismali ashan, right? It was full of smoke. V'ani barachti v'hu nishar sham v'meis. And I got away, and she didn't. In an emenes, why not? Well, she's not believed. So says Rashi. V'ha'acha di'chzika hi melchama zu. She's the one who told it. Right? It's not really melchama, but it's right. It's another situation of chaos. Right? She's the one who told us about the fire. Right? V'katani in an emenes, and nevertheless, she's not believed. We don't say ma'ala shakar. What do you mean? She didn't have to tell us that. The bayamra meistama. She could have said he died. And the fact that she gives the information and says, "Look, there was a fire, etc., and I escaped through this door, and he didn't." Right? So she might say, "Wow, we really believe her because she added information she didn't need to give." Right? So we don't believe her. So what do you see? So you see, it seems like a proof that we don't care about the ma'ala shakar, and that if she gives that chazaka, that the chazaka stays. Okay. So says Gemara, not so fast. Answer the Gemara. Shani asim. No, the case is different. Why? The Amr La Kehicha the Lididech Yisrachesh Nisa Lididech Nami Yisrachesh Nisa. No, because the answer is we say to her, I get it. We totally believe what you're telling us. We don't think you're lying, right? But isn't it possible that just like you were saved miraculously, maybe he was saved miraculously, and you don't know where he is, etc. I mean, it's not that we in this case that we think that she's telling a lie, but it's that we just don't believe that what she's saying is true. Not because she means to lie. Just because there's a possibility that's not correct, and that's why we don't believe her, and so that's not so no proof here either way. Okay, Tashma, let's try again. Naflu aleinu obdi kochavim, and we were descended upon by a group of bandits. Naflu aleinu listim non-Jews, bandits, whatever, but wild, violent people, who mace, he was killed, v'nitzalti. And I was saved. Nemanis, in that case, she's believed. So what do you see? It sounds like the opposite. She's the one who gave the information about the situation of chaos that ensued. And we believe her to say that he died. So it says Gemara, it sounds like a proof. And it's Gemara not so fast. Hasam kid Rav Idi. No, this is like Rav Idi. Why? That Rav Idi, Isha kleizayna aleha. Because Rav Idi says that a woman always has her weapons with her. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, she's the one who gives the chazaka. She's the one who told us what the case was. And we see she's believed. So we see that we trust her. Why? Because she didn't have to tell us. So Gemara says, not so fast. Continue. Rashi, Hasan kidrav Idi bar oven kolomar. Right? This is not a war. This is a specific case happening to her. The ihi hava bahadei. Right? That she was there. Lo amra b'didami, right? She's not going to say, I think so, right? Meaning, it's almost the case of war is extraordinary form of chaos. Right? She'll think, but she's not sure. The case of the fire is at least still larger. This case where they're being attacked, she knows exactly what's happened, and right? it'd be easy for her to say to know that he actually died. Right? She's not going to say, I think probably. It's much more obvious that she'll be able to give the accurate information. Ella Natra Vachazyale Demace. And what happened? She was protected and she saw him die. Not protected for a good reason. The Isha Lomistafia Milistim. Why? Because a woman typically can't get away from listing, meaning they're gonna take her and use her, to do Khalila, terrible things to her. The woman, we assume sometimes that they're not gonna kill her, but they're gonna save her to abuse her. And that's why a woman's, we can assume that she saw what happened and that she was then, but she was, preserved, not really saved, but she was kept alive. And that's why we have more reason to believe that she's telling, that what she's saying is correct. But the point is, that's true in that case. That's not necessarily a proof of what happens in a regular case of milchama. Fine, so let's go back to the Gemara. Hahu Gavra. It's the last word in the line. Hahu Gavra. The Bishilhi Hilule, there's a person who after his wedding, Islay Nura, big Ganane. So there was a got married, and after his wedding, there was a fire in the in his new apartment. At the wedding or at his apartment, whatever it is. So Amra Lahu the Bisu, his wife said, Chazu Gavrai, Chazu Gavrai. And his wife says, look, there's my husband, meaning he's like on fire. Asu Chazu Gavra Charucha de Shadi, Upisisa de Yada. And people come and see, the remains of a body that are burned, and a hand that's been severed, that's all sitting on the ground there. So it seems very clear, right? That's her husband. So Rav Chiya bar Avin lemeimar, hainu ishinu aleinu bayis ishinu aleinu ma'ara. So Rav Chiya bar Avin said, well, this is really the same case of ishinu aleinu bayis ishinu aleinu ma'ara. There's a fire, and this is what happened, right? The point being that. In that case, we said before, she's in an emenis, right? So Rav Chiya bar Avin wanted to say we shouldn't necessarily believe her that her husband died. So Amar Rava, so I said, me dummy, what are you talking about? Hasam loka Amra Chazu Gavrai Chazu. She said, look, that's my husband. That like she saw him dying, and she told people that's him, right? And more than that, Gavra Charucha Deshadi Upisa Diyada Deshadia. And more than that, we see there's a body there, right? So meaning. And he was there with her. So there's so much, there's so much more evidence here to point to trusting her than in the normal case of the Muhammad. So fine. So what's Rav Chiya bar Avin going to say? Rav Chiya bar Avin, Gavra Charucha Deshadya Eima Inish Achrina Asalatzulei Vachilse Nura Upise Deyada Deshadya Nura Isla Vishyali Be Muma. So I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what the case was. You mean you're going to say, but wait a second, there's a person there. So why would I not trust what happened? So he says, I'll tell you what happened. There was another person. Right? It was another person who came. What do you do with that person? So Ema, I'll say, Ina Shachrin is a different person. Also, Latzulei came to save him. Right? And what happened, as can happen, right? A person goes in to save another person from fire, and they themselves died. And he died. And that explains why, because there's one element of this story which is weird, right? You have the body and you have the hand, right? So originally we said that the body and the hand are the same person, right? They're the husband. You say, no, there was a whole body and now a hand also. Why would it happen? The husband being trying to be saved, well, the guy was trying to save him, the husband lost his hand, right? And now he has this terrible mum that he's handicapped. He has no hand. And because he's so embarrassed, he ran away. Right? So the person who died, the body there is actually the savior, right? It's not the actual husband. Point being, not that that's a likely scenario, but it's a possible scenario, right? And that Rav Chaim Bar Abba is saying, since that's possible, I don't have any more reason to believe her in this case than I did in the other case. But there are remains there, but the remains are unidentifiable. There's definitely a possibility of other explanations, and that's why he was still willing to say Aiden and Menace in that case. Fine. So we're kind of left, you know, somewhat, you know, we're left not yet with any type of solution to our question. Fine. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, Ibayelu, Aid Echa b'machama mohu. What does it mean? Where do we get this idea that I could have only one witness in a situation of milchama, in those cases? Right? There's cases where there's so much chaos and no one knows what's going on, etc. So how where do I get this concept that I can trust one aid in that scenario to say, yeah, her husband passed away, to allow her to get married? So time of day, echad mehemman mishum the milsa davi legluyehu lo mishakir. So it is the reason because an aid echad, what is an aid echad really? It's not that we trust the aid echad. But the aid echad is telling me some information that would eventually get out anyways. Right, and since his information will eventually get out anyways, he's not going to lie about it. So, hachanami lo mishaker, in this case also we assume there's some information that would eventually get out, he's not going to lie, right? Meaning it'll eventually get out that the guy will show up. Right? If he's really alive, he's going to come back. So we assume he's not going to lie. Odilma taima de'erecha bishum dehi gufa daiko minseba. Right? We've seen this before. Maybe the reason why we believe in erecha is because we trust that a woman really cares about her, you know, life going forward. She's going to be careful to make sure that he really died. She doesn't want to marry somebody new and her children be mazerim, etc. So we assume she's going to be do the research herself. The hacha, right? Kevan de zibnin de sanyulei lo dai kominsa. Maybe in this case, it's not possible for her to really do that. For her to do that research, and therefore we have reasons to be concerned. Meaning, so what's the rationale here for trusting the Eid Echad in general, right? And if we know what the reason is, so again, if it's a situation of, you know, Milsa Davila Legluye, fine, but if, you know, we might find out, and that's why we sort of trust the Eid Echad, or it's because here, because the Daiko Minsuba, and here there's no Daiko Minsuba, no chance for her to check it out. So I'm Rabbi Bachama, Tashma, I'm Rabbi Kiva. Kishiradati le Narada la Abre Hashana. Rabbi Kiva says I went to Narada to make it a leap year. So they used to have a leap year, you know, conference. So Matzasi Nechemya ish based Dali. I saw Nechemya for the man from Dali. Va'amrali, and he said as follows. Shamati she'ein masin as isha be'eretz Yisrael apir echad. He said I heard that you don't allow people in Eretz Yisrael to get remarried by way of an Eid Echad. Ella Amr, Ella Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, benamti lo kein advarim. Right? There's only one person, Yehuda ben Baba, who allows it. I heard that. And I said to him, yeah, you're right. So Amr Lee, so he said back, Amr Lehem, I want you to tell them in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmi in my name, Atem Yodim Hamadina Hazu Mishubeshes Begaisus. You know that this place where I am, so there's crazy stuff going on, there's soldiers everywhere. Enemy soldiers. And I learned from Rabbi Hazaken, she may see na yisha pi edechad. And I learned that you do, right? And I learned that you do that. So we're gonna ask as we move along. What does he mean? What does it mean that he added this information that this is a medina mishubeshes? Is that to help his explanation? Is he gonna hurt it? That we'll see as we move on tomorrow. Okay.